Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spoler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, a few weeks ago, we were talking about good Pinot Noir values, and I stumbled across something called Angeline.
Right.
And I got really fascinated. We talked about it, and you went and looked up some information.
I went to try that, and then I also looked into a couple of their other wines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the most more effective value strategies for wine buyers is finding a second label for a high-tier producer. Typically, these wines are either first-rate juice that just didn't quite make the cut, juice from younger vines, a surplus wine the producer just wants to turn into cash, or sourced grapes that get the winemaking expertise of the parent label.
Right.
Angeline Vineyards is in the latter category, being sort of a second label for the historic Martin Ray Vineyards.
Yes.
Now, Martin Ray was a visionary pioneer in the California wine industry. He was mentored by Paul Masson, and Martin Ray dedicated himself to producing single varietal wines from specific regions from 1943 to 1972. Yeah, he was way out in front. The property was unfortunately lost to investors in the 70s, and then Ray passed away. But the brand was purchased and resurrected in the 1990s by a gentleman by the name of Tom Courtney and is now located in Sonoma's Russian River Valley. Anyway, Angeline is a project dating from the 1990s and focuses on accessible, varietally correct wines for every day, from picnic baskets to cheeseburgers.
Uh-huh.
And the whole line is a great value. First, I tried the 2024 Angeline California Chardonnay. This was surprisingly good, especially at its $12.99 price point.
Whoa.
Yeah, bright straw in color. Great aromas of lemon, apple, and subtle vanilla. The texture is creamy and rounded with a firming acidity that shows up in the finish. I wasn't sure what to expect, so this over-delivered for sure. Very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Next was the 2023 California Cabernet, also $12.99.
Gee.
This was 100% cab, deep purple in color with a very berry nose. This became a whole lot more interesting on the palate when the berry aromas yielded to more classic black cherry and cassis flavors, a decently long finish that would pair well with grilled meats or a hearty pot roast. So,
I, again,
$12.99. I mean, give me a break.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Lastly, I tried the same reserve Pinot Noir that you did from 2023. This is sourced exclusively from vineyards in Mendocino County. And the Pinot Noir, which is definitely Pinot Noir country for sure, deep garnet in color with aromas of cherry, almost kirsch-like, berry, nutty spices, and dark dash of cola. This is a surprisingly elegant Pinot Noir for a remarkable $15.99 price point.
Yeah.
The producer suggests pairing with a glazed roast pork. I have to say, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, all in all, I have to say Angeline is frankly a very pleasant discovery. The wines I tried are easily worth much more than their price points and seriously over-deliver. I was very torn between the California Chardonnay and the Mendocino Pinot Noir Reserve, but perhaps because the Chardonnay was the first one I tried and it really hit the bar, I chose the 2024 Angeline California Chardonnay at $12.99 as my wine of the week.
Hugh, that's a remarkable value. That's
just
amazing. Well, thank you very much, and I'll be looking for more of that. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.